It used to be $2,577,000 for several years.
Okay, and why was it lowered?
We didn't work in that office.
Well, did it go before BOE?
No.
Sir, can you explain, did you call the assessor and work something out, or what?
No, actually, see, my uncle is the one who owns this now, you know, for 3.5 years.
Okay.
Before that, Jerry Emery used to own this, you know. I have no clue, you know, why it went down and that, you know. Jerry Emery is the one who used to own this. He used to own these three Angelines over here in Branson. Angeline Central, Angeline IMAX, and Angeline Strip.
Okay. So we don't know why it was used.
But at some point it was, I mean, there were lots of properties that were reduced throughout the
what year was that?
The crash.
Was that right after 2008 or when was it?
It looked like a whole lot of 2014.
Yeah, 2007
is what?
All the way to 2013, it was at the $2,577,000.
What hotel are we looking at here? I know you brought it up there. I didn't get my bearings on it.
It's called Angeline Central. It's right behind the Walmart and the Price Chopper.
Okay, the Angel Inn over there. Gotcha.
That's the only one pink hotel in the Branson.
How many rooms do you have?
It's got 113.
113 rooms. Now, that was one of the ways they used to do it. They used to take 113 rooms, multiply it by the amount they felt the rooms were worth.
And that's where my part will come
up.
I'm sorry?
I have my facts for that I'm presenting, so I have those numbers for you.
So it just had, is it my understanding it hasn't been reassessed since 2013?
No, we just reassessed it. That's why he went
no,
to where he was.
They're saying prior was not.
But it hasn't been reassessed.
No,
since
not until we came out and did it.
So what was the evaluation per room?
If we base it the same way we've been doing everybody else, he's in one of the middle classifications, so his is be at $22,000 a room for 113 units.
In 2014, it did go to BOE, and that's when the motion was made to make it $1,450,000. 2014, it went to BOE.
And you guys just bought this, according to this paper, it
yeah,
says...
Yeah, on March...
it says... I've got this. Or you can give it to them if you want. So it says in March of 18, you paid $2.35 million for it. How much did we value for it in 2018?
I don't necessarily need the operating agreement.
$1,450,000. Okay. It's been that way. It did go to BOE. It just doesn't show it on the pre-val.
So the $235 was paid 3 years ago?
Correct. And based, like I said, on... First of all, our number is right now based on our cost basis because we went out and did all these all over again. Is what, $2,649,256, and then, like I said, based on 113 units at $22,000 apiece, it'd be $2,486,000. So we're pretty close, right in there, for the value.
And what value do you think it's? What is the value? Do you have a dispute on the value that's here? I understand the taxes went up significantly, but as to the value, what is your belief on the value?
Well, value of it, I think they had it appraised when they took it over, I think around that time. I think it was the same value to 1.4 somewhere up, something like that, you know. And,
well,
they have called for the appraisal, but they didn't have time to come right away. But, you know, they have got the appointment for it, so probably get the appraisal maybe next week or week after that.
Well, you have the right to ask us to table it until you get that appraisal back, and that's certainly good evidence.
Or a possibility is, and I'm not crazy about it, but I mean, one thing that our assessor is doing that others have not done in the past, which can be a good thing at times, is look at the look at your financials to come up with another evaluation.
Okay.
And I mean, it is.
Yes. If in other words, if because of the pandemic, a lot of people have had a very down year. Of course.
Or hotels so, in general have had down years for a few years too.
So if that's the case, you're using an income approach, may very well drop your value, but it's up to you whether you want to do that. But in many cases of hotel owners, it has dropped your value. Right. And she would get with you, get your figures, and then give you a calculation, and so that would drop your value significantly.
And you still can come in here, and when we present them, you can still argue with it. That doesn't mean I'm perfect.
Oh, no.
Okay, so you didn't lose your chance.
I understand, mistake happens, you know. I mean, it is not that, you know. I mean, I've seen lots of other I've gone from my friends, you know, owns a hotel, and they're like, taxes, no change at all, you know, in there, you know. There's no change on there.
So, there, and, so some of the other hotels have not changed.
Yeah. Well, they may, have you just not gotten them to him yet, or do you think
we did all of his beers?
He had the card, you know, and I saw the card, you know, and says no change on his cards, you know.
Don't worry. There's some other people that have had massive changes.
Right. Some massive changes, you know, like mine was $25,000 to $50,000, almost about 84.
I mean, the amount he has to bring is almost double the amount of taxes, and I mean, it's just regardless of what's been happening for the times past, it's a drastic increase. And I think, from what I'm understanding from a lot of people, is that, hey, we know that they're probably going to go up, right? But the massive amount in a year, for whatever reason,
it goes maybe is 80%
jarring. And I know hotels, I mean, you know, even at a 2.6 million, I mean, they don't fly off the shelf either. Right. So, but that is a massive jump in the amount a person has to pay. But, you know,
given that you paid $235 3 years ago and you have an income down years, which may very well help you, would you like us to table it so you can get with the assessor? Or have you already paid an appraiser to do an income approach and everything else?
No, I have not paid, you know, but, you know, after he get appraised, you know, then we pay him. But, you know, I mean,
okay, well, you may be able to do the income approach and talk to the assessor, and if you can get that done, then it may be something you're satisfied with and you don't have to pay for the appraisal. But
so, and you can go ahead and keep this, sir.
I just need 3 years of his income and expense statement.
Can you do that, do you think, sir? There's one.
That's 2018 and 2019 and 20. Okay. Yeah, we'll work on that this afternoon.
Okay.
And
great.
We've got your number, I guess, to talk to you about it. Right?
Yeah, I appreciate you looking at that, Susan.
You can work on that, and if I have your number, I can call what it is. Let me find out my uncle what he wants to do. You know, he wants to drop it there.
Well, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna table it. We're not making it. We're not confirming and we're not denying rejecting it. But she's gonna look at some of those numbers and then we will revisit it. Okay.
Sure. Okay.
So thanks for coming in today, Bruce.
No problem.
What day do we need a day? Can we do it? You just put on the last week. What's our last week?
So from now on, we are going to do income and expense.
Do you want to shoot for Thursday, the 29th? Have you already got some booked for the last week of July?
We have that week open. We want to try to keep it open because we have that election the next week. We have a lot of work.
Okay, so you would rather not work that week with us?
We can't work on the 29th because we have election judge training that day.
Okay.
Then we have to turn around and program up all the equipment on Friday.
Okay, let's
so if you want to do it, it needs to
be. How about the 27th?
The 27th.
All right.
So we're going to try.